rah, rah, rah. You know, I heard the yelling and she was screaming hysterically. She was being dragged off.
A dog on the loose triggers an uproar.
I looked right. I saw his pit bull running. I grabbed my dog's collar.
Your dog was not on a leash.
No, ma'am.
Then it caused a serious injury.
I was pulling my dog up in the air and the dog latched onto the underbelly and hind quarter of my dog.
How's the dog?
He's still a little sketchy a bit right now still.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy. Cresta Disney is suing her neighbor, Aria Ayazi, for vet bills as the result of a fight between their dogs.
Order. All rise. This is case number 141 on the calendar, the matter of Disney versus Ayazi.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated, sir. Have a seat.
You two people are neighbors. You each have a dog. Your dogs got into a fight. Each one sustained injuries. You are suing for the vet bills, and your counter suing for your dog's vet bills.
Yes, ma'am.
That's what the case is about. Okay. Miss Disney, go over to the map. Show me where you live. Show me where your dog was. Show me where the fight took place.
Okay. I live here,
mm-hmm.
And he lives here. This
right.
is 16, this is 20. What you can't see is a little,
Show me where the fight took place.
Actually, right behind my house. And it wasn't a fight. My dog was under control at all times. He had a collar.
Just a second. I just asked you to show me where the fight was.
Right there.
Behind your house.
Yes, ma'am.
Not on your property.
It was on my property.
So it is on your property.
Yes.
Is that correct?
No, ma'am.
Go over there and show me, sir. Where the fight took place.
This is my unit number 20. This is their unit number 16. What happened was that their dog began to interact with my dog closer to the halfway point, and they took their interaction closer.
What do you mean? What does that mean, interaction?
I mean, they began fighting with each other closer to the halfway point. I believe it was unit number 18 in the gravel area, and then they took
What was your dog doing anywhere near that?
Because my patio slab is right here, ma'am, and I just went outside to water my plants, and my
dog.
Okay,
so you went outside to water your plants.
Yes,
your dog
ma'am.
Came out. Your dog was not on a leash.
No, ma'am.
What kind of a dog do you have?
She's a mixed breed Staffordshire Terrier Rhodesian Ridgeback mix.
So a big dog?
Less than 50 pounds.
That's 50 pounds is a big dog.
Yes, ma'am.
Solid.
Yes, ma'am.
Great. So your dog was not under your control?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And that's where the fight started, sort of in the middle, is what you're saying
yes,
to
ma'am.
Me? Where did it end up?
Closer to their patio slab.
Now you can go back. What kind of dog do you have?
I have a mutt. He's a half Sharpei, half wire-haired terrier.
Half what?
Half Sharpei, half wire-haired
Sharpei.
Terrier.
I thought you said a half pig. I said half pig and...
No.
That's why I raised my eyes. Okay, about how much does the dog weigh?
You know, somewhere around 45 to 50 pounds.
So they're around the same size.
Mm-hmm, medium
what were you doing?
Dogs.
Stop shaking your head or I'm going to put you outside. It's annoying. Do you understand?
Yes.
Great. Perfect. What were you doing outside?
We'd just gone for a walk around our community. It's about a mile and a half. We came back out to sit on the patio to cool down. My dog was laying by my side on my patio pad, at which time, you know, we were just trying to relax from the walk. It was kind of warm. My dog looked right. I looked right. I saw his pit bull running. I grabbed my dog's collar. He has a martingale collar, so he can't slip it. And my dog, in his defense, was trying to block the dog from hitting me, pulled me a few feet, blocked the pit bull from hitting us, and I was pulling my dog up in the air, and the dog latched onto the underbelly and hindquarter of my dog. He was never out of my control.
Okay. Did either of you file a report with the community?
They said that it was going to be
Don't
a civil
Don't tell me what they said. The question was, did either of you file a report with the community?
I tried to.
So the answer is no?
No, they wouldn't let
is
me.
Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
So there are no other official reports about this. Is that correct?
I have a report from Animal Control.
I'll read it.
And it's just basically a warning.
I'd like to read it.
Which I was not present.
Just a second. I just want to read it.
I have the same paperwork, Your Honor.
Just make sure it's the same. What time did this happen?
In between 5:30 and 6-ish in the evening of Sunday, May 3rd.
May 3rd?
Yes, May 3rd.
And you called Animal Control when?
You know what? I was at the hospital. My witness Eric can tell you when that happened because I stayed at the hospital pretty much the whole time with my dog.
Is your witness a neighbor?
No, he's my fiancé.
Oh, okay.
I was there during the incident.
Okay. Why don't you stand up? What's your last name?
Andrew.
Mr. Andrew, where had you gone for a walk on the 3rd?
I walked.
Had you gone for a walk?
No, we had just gotten back. We had been out that day. It was a Sunday, and we had just gotten back to the house. She was out back with the dog, having a cigarette on the back porch. I was on the couch reading when all of a sudden I heard screaming and yelling. Rawr, rawr, rawr. You know, I heard the yelling, and she was screaming hysterically. I ran out there. During that time, she had her hand on our dog's collar. He has that collar that she was...
Where was she?
She was being dragged off.
Just stand right there. Where was she?
Being dragged off our patio.
But she was near your patio.
She was about 2 steps west of our patio.
Fine. Can I see your vet bills, Miss Disney?
Yes. Can I also have a picture of my patio if you need to see it?
I don't need to see it. How's the dog?
He's doing well.
Back to normal?
He's still a little sketchy a bit right now still. But he's a really good dog. He's my companion animal. I have paperwork to show that he's a companion animal, so he's very well trained.
I see vet bills in the amount of $1,227.
That's correct.
Would you tell me why you're suing for $1,675?
Well, there was also medication.
You have the bills for that?
I do.
I'd like to see it.
Here's the bill, or actually, this just is the confidential patient information for my dog. Here's also something else. Would you like all the paperwork?
No, I don't. I just want the bills for the medication, because I want to know where we get to $1,675 from $1,227. $119.
Mm-hmm.
Is that it?
No, there's also this one here for $2,850. I had to have a special nail trim done on him because he needed to be held in the right position so that it didn't rip open his stitches. And then also I just added $300 for gas because I had to make several trips to the hospital.
$1,227 plus $119.48.
Plus there was also pads and things I had to have the dog lay on because he was oozing.
$1,346.48. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $1,346.48. Your counterclaim's dismissed, sir. You keep control of your dog. Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
That's all.
Pardon my excuse, may step out.
It's been aggressive towards me and my dog in the past.
My dog, he's very well trained. He's not aggressive.
For the neighbor aspect, that everything remains amicable.
I just want everybody to get along.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Charbonnier versus De Leon. Step forward.
Brunelda Charbonnier is suing her daughter, Lisa De Leon, for using her identity to open credit cards.
Ms. Charbonnier, the defendant is your daughter.
Correct.
And it is your claim that without your authorization, she opened up several credit cards
Correct.
In your name that she used, and you are now being dunned for that money. Ms. De Leon says that you did, in fact, open 2 credit cards for her.
Yes.
To use when she moved in with you. And you had a child with you, is
That's
that right?
Correct.
Those were the only 2 credit cards that she used. She doesn't know anything about any other credit cards. Is that your statement?
Yes.
Okay. From what I gather, your daughter moved in with you in September of 2014.
Correct.
And it was at that time that you took her shopping and you opened up 2 credit cards.
Correct.
That she had in her name, or were they in your name?
No, it's my name.
Your name. Did you give her a copy of those credit cards?
No. Did not.
So she used those credit cards.
Yes, but...
You handed her... Just a second, I'm trying to understand. You handed her the credit cards so that she could use them to buy clothes for herself and the boy.
But I was with them.
So I'm asking you if you gave her the credit cards that she physically had in her hand.
Yes.
So she paid for her purchases.
Correct.
And that was between September of 2014 until she left in December?
Correct.
And what were the names of the 2 stores where she had those credit cards?
American Eagle and Abercrombie and Fitch.
Abercrombie and Fitch.
Yes.
Okay. So those 2 credit cards that you opened in September of 2014 were opened for the express purpose of purchasing things for the defendant and your grandson.
That's correct.
And she had use of those cards from September until when?
J- Just one day.
And you say that you were with them at all times?
Yes.
So she never had the card in her possession after that?
That's correct.
Okay. And that was in September?
Correct.
Would you know what date in September?
September 2014.
2014, September 2014.
So she only used the credit cards, those two credit cards, on one day with you present.
Correct.
And you physically had the card, but did she give it to them and then give it back to you, the two cards?
Yes, I got those two cards back. That day? Yes, that day.
Okay, so now we're moving forward.
Okay.
So those charges were made with your authorization.
Yes.
Now, what cards do you claim she opened without your permission?
Massey's, Mason's, Sears.
My question to you is, all these credit cards you claim were opened fraudulently.
That's correct.
Did you contact all those credit cards?
No.
Why not?
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
You have to tell your mother. She has to contact the credit card companies and say, I never opened these credit cards.
She didn't know she had all these bills.
Then she has to...
She didn't know.
Are you not following me?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Grinilda Charbonnier claims her daughter, Lisa De Leon, used her identity to open credit cards. Lisa denies the charge.
Just a second. She says she didn't open them. Is that right?
That's correct.
Well, if somebody steals my identity and the credit card company doesn't do an appropriate research, they can't charge me. Why didn't you contact the credit card company?
Because I didn't start getting bills until after, like 2-3 months later. I mean, all these bills came little by little in the mail.
Meh. We're understanding each other. When you get a bill and you say, that's not me, I didn't open a Sears card. You call Sears, the credit department, and you say to them, I never opened a Sears card. Somebody stole my identity, used my numbers. Unless you just ignored the bills, why didn't you call the credit card company? What is this? Why didn't you call the credit card companies and say somebody perpetrated a fraud?
The only way that I was going to find out about the bills is when they started coming in.
Well, absolutely right. Then they're in your name, right?
They're in my name,
They're in your name. So you call up the credit card company and say to the credit card company, these are not my bills. Show me the signature card where I gave you my information and signed an application. Show me. I never did it. What do you mean, no?
I don't know what to say.
Am I missing something?
Not necessarily, but I don't think she understands, Judge.
Well, I'm trying to make it clear. If somebody fraudulently steals my identity and applies for a credit card in my name, and the company, without doing its due diligence, gives them a credit card, you're not responsible. But first you have to call them.
It's true.
First you have to call them before you come here and ask for $4,500. Right? So that's your next step. You have to call the credit card companies, all of those credit cards that notified you that you owe money, and say, I never bought any of these things. I never purchased anything. I never applied for a credit card to Sears. I never applied for a credit card to Macy's. And they will look into it and they'll say, well, somebody who said they were you, say, all right, they may have said they were me, but they're not me. I never signed for any purchases. Show me my signature. But you just can't come here and say, I want $4,500. Do you understand? Do you understand?
Of course.
Perfect. That's all. Thank you. And if you get no satisfaction from them, and they say, well, somebody opened them, and we think your daughter, well, then they'll have her arrested. Because if she used your information to fraudulently open up, they'll arrest her.
We have text,
right?
Proving that.
What? Who are you?
I'm the son of...
Do you understand what I'm... You can stand up now because you sound like a pretty smart boy.
Thank you.
That's very good. So the next thing you have to do, you have to tell your mother. She has to contact the credit card companies and say, I never opened these credit cards.
On the span of the time she was doing all these charges, my mother was not aware of any of them.
Listen to me.
Okay.
It doesn't matter.
She didn't know she had all these bills.
Then she has to...
She didn't know.
Are you not following me?
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
First, you have to call the credit card company and say, somebody, I think it may be my daughter,
How?
But somebody.
If she didn't know about it.
Well, she knows about it now.
Yeah, after she left. After
what
she...
difference does it make?
And later today.
If you have a boyfriend who's no longer your boyfriend, and if he says, I need a loan for $3,600, a loan that included, according to you, interest, then you would give him a check.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Renelda Charbonnier claims her daughter, Lisa De Leon, used her identity to open credit cards. Lisa denies the charge.
Okay, first you have to do it, call the credit card company and say, somebody. I think it may be my daughter.
How?
But somebody.
If she didn't know about it.
Well, she knows about it now.
Yeah, after she left.
What difference does it make?
Okay.
What difference does it make if somebody
when
opens...
When she's aware and she's not aware.
But she's aware now. Why don't you call the credit card
well,
company?
Well, we did. We did after it was too late.
Well, what do you mean after it was too late?
When we called...
Show me the communication with the credit card company that you had that said, we're sorry.
Unfortunately, I don't have that record.
Listen to me.
Okay.
If somebody opens up credit cards without your mother's permission, that's theft.
That's correct.
That's theft. And she says it wasn't her.
That's correct.
Right?
Right.
You say it wasn't you. And I'm not getting involved with it right now until your mother reports it to the appropriate authorities. Do we understand each other?
I understand.
Yes.
Perfect. Thank you. Goodbye.
Why does that excuse? You may step out.
I can't pay all those bills because she did it.
I am responsible for some actions that they were saying, but not 100%.
I'm upset right now. Let's put it that way.
I can try to pay whatever I did take, yes.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter of Myers versus Frelich. Step forward.
Joe Myers is suing ex-boyfriend David Frelich for an unpaid loan to pay his mortgage.
Miss Myers, the defendant used to be a boyfriend. He is no longer your boyfriend. And you claim that after the relationship really terminated, but didn't terminate in an acrimonious way, Mr. Frelich indicated to you that he was short on money to pay his mortgage and that you made a loan to him in the amount of $3,600. That's what the case is generally about, this $3,600 loan to pay his mortgage. Mr. Frelich says that at some point you got angry with him and broke his phone.
Yes, ma'am.
So he has a counterclaim. He's going to tell me about that maybe. On what date did you give Mr. Frelich the $3,600?
On April the 8th of 2013.
Show me.
Don't give me a whole bunch of papers.
Listen to me. Don't give me a whole bunch of papers. Did you give him a check or cash?
Cash.
You gave him cash?
Yes.
Oh, that's interesting. I don't believe you.
I have a witness here.
I wouldn't believe your witness.
Why would you... Ma'am.
Very, very, very easy. I'm going to tell you why. Because if you have a boyfriend who's no longer your boyfriend, and if he says, I need a loan for $3,600 in order to pay my mortgage, which means that he has a home. You have a home, right?
Yes, ma'am.
You have a home.
Barely.
You have a home. And if you have a home, you have water and taxes and gas and electric and all of those other expenses. Correct, sir? And you are an adult. So I assume that you pay that money by check. Your mortgage by check, your water by check, your gas, your electric, your cable, your dish, whatever equipment that you have in your house is all payable by check. So if you were making a loan, according to you, Ms. Mayers, a loan that in addition to being a loan, included, according to you, interest in the amount of 8%, then you would give him a check.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Okay, so you have the following choice, Ms. Mayers. Either I'm going to say, I don't believe you, or I'm going to dismiss your case without prejudice and you go back to the small claims court where you came from. What's your pleasure?
I gave him a loan for $3,600. I have a witness that saw everything.
This is what I'm doing. I can either rule on it now that I don't believe this nonsense.
How could you not believe it? Do you not admit that I gave you a loan for $3,600?
No. Goodbye. Your case is dismissed. Go back to small claims court.
Please excuse me. Step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
So get clever.
It's the story. I'm sticking to it.
Liar, liar, pants on fire.
Other Others get hostile.
I'm going to tell you what happened.
Judge Judy gets the last word.
They don't keep me here because I'm gorgeous. They keep me here because I'm smart.
I'm really upset because I made a really wrong choice.
I'm glad I got thrown out
of trusting someone I loved.
It was never discussed that it was a loan.
Checks, contracts, everything else.
I'll help her out, but I don't really feel like I owe her.